Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport, the Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
This club's a massive club and it's won trophies, let's say, home and abroad before, and it's won so many trophies. But to be part of a team, being able to be successful is great. And, you know, we're on the first step of hopefully achieving success, and let's say if we could do that, then great.
It's the home of world football, just the history of Liverpool and not being to Wembley for 16 years, it's quite something going back there, because you feel the buzz. There's something different about everything.
It's no good going to there and losing. I think to get a winning mentality, you've got to go to these places and you've got to win, and that breeds winning mentalities, and hopefully that'll do today.
Wembley hadn't been rebuilt last time Liverpool appeared at this famous stadium. But just as new life has been breathed into the home of football, it's also been given to one of the guardians of the game, Liverpool Football Club. It's extraordinary to consider that a year and a half ago, administration was being talked about. The only talk today is around trophies. This could be the first block in a rebuilding phase, an epic fairy tale. The Carling Cup may represent a new dawn if Kenny can win it for the fans. Well, Liverpool's shooting left to right.
Straight away. The two lads are staying up top. That's Suarez and Andy Carroll. So it's a basic 4-4-2, Steve.
Short throw in from right back from Glenn Johnson. Played to centre back. And there's Daniel Agger, and switched out to the left-hand side. And Enrique passes it on short to Stuart Downing. The lineup we'll tell you in a moment or two. Ball bobbles out of play. Liverpool have Rayner in goal, Glenn Johnson, Daniel Agger, Martin Skrtel and Jose Enrique. Completes the back five. Steven Gerrard and Charlie Adam in midfield. Jordan Henderson on the right wing. Luis Suarez on virtually alongside Andy Carroll. And Stuart Downing left-hand side. Here's Cardiff attacking down the left side with McNaughton. McNaughton swings it into the penalty area towards the spot. And that header is over the top of the... I was going to say the crossbar. It's sort of fallen down towards the dead ball line, and Henderson's lost it, and another chance for Cardiff to cross from the left. It's Whittingham, plays it in short. Possibilities for Gunnarsson, edge of the penalty area, and he's robbed a possession
chance
by
to break
Henderson.
Here, Steve.
Here's the pace of Gerrard.
5v4 here if Liverpool use it well.
Burning grass behind him, plays it to the left-hand side. Downing releases for Johnson, edge of the box, shoots it!
Oh!
Under the crossbar! Comes back out to Suarez. It's Gerrard, and it's over the crossbar.
Great
and into
effort.
The Cardiff fans. Excellent early shot by Stuart Downing, sorry, by Glenn Johnson. Wow. And then it came back, and it was a tougher proposition for the captain, Steven Gerrard, who couldn't keep it down. So very nearly a goal in 2 minutes for
Liverpool. Great break. Fantastic, fantastic break. One minute, 30 seconds, Steve Gerrard. Tremendous run. And then he set down and he laid it back to Johnson, who killed his shot from 20 yards out, and it come down off the bar. It was nearly bounced in, and then it came back to Stevie G, who fired it just over the bar. But what a fantastic move from Liverpool early on, Steve. And hey, we should get used to it in the woodwork. You know, we've done it yet again.
The game.
Throwing now for Liverpool, just shy of the halfway mark. Johnson takes to Suarez, the two combine, and Johnson dribbles it round the path of Peter Whittingham. Forward it goes down the right side with Liverpool's right back. He's momentarily stopped by a Cardiff player, but released to Henderson. Henderson trickles it past Miller. Floats one in, Carroll!
Well done.
Looking for the first goal of the game. Blanks a header over the top of the Cardiff cross. But perfect position for Andy Carroll, and delivery pretty neat as well.
Yeah, good ball in from Henderson. You've seen the run of Carroll, and good intent from Liverpool. Right here, he attacked it well. I think the ball there, actually, if he would have lifted his head up, was far post, where Downing and made a great run. But nevertheless, it was a decent ball in the box.
Here's Jose Enrique. Ball's come back to him. He's behind the halfway mark. Plays it out wide to the left-hand side for Downing. Two combined, and that's
bad.
An excellent curling ball sent up to Downing. He's come inside the fullback. He's probing towards the Cardiff box. He's put one in towards the six-yard box, and it's diverted.
Good play.
Out for a corner kick.
Yeah, it's good play from Downing. The only thing is, you've got to miss the first man for that. When he got into that area, the byline, through good work, hang it up at the back post for Carroll to say, there you go, attack that. He had the option of pulling it back for Suarez there, but he went for the drill across the face of the goal, and it's knocked out for the first corner of the game. over on the left hand side, and Steve Gerrard's going to take an in swinger, Steve, which Gale may be looking to attack the near post.
Gerrard corner, left hand side, in swinger, Agger's there, and whoever found it has gone right over the top once more, and another corner kick awarded, this time from the right hand side. For a moment, it looked like Daniel Agger had stolen into a good position, edge of the 6 yard line.
It's Adam this time, another in swinger. Liverpool obviously pinpointing the keeper, trying to put it in and around him.
Charlie Adam, second corner in succession. This one's far post. It's difficult, but Skirtle heads it back in and caught by Tom Heaton, a Cardiff keeper.
I was all right, you know. I thought it was poor corner, but he's gone right beyond the far post, and Skirtle's headed the ball back in, and no one was getting across the defence to the near post, so it would have been an easy tapping for them.
It's a forward pass ball by Gunnarsson to the right wing. Picked up out there for Don Cowie. And now he's looking for a way of getting through, but it's played back once more for Gunnarsson, the number 17. Cardiff have pressed Liverpool back. Kenny Dalglish is pointing to areas he wants covered off, but Cardiff play it down the left-hand line. Returned back for Andrew Taylor, into the box, the turn of the shot is over the crossbar by Kenny Miller, went for a snapshot, thinking that maybe Rayner was off guard, quick turn, flick and a left-footed drive, which had he kept low, might have caused a problem for the Liverpool keeper.
It was real good play, you know, we went slightly deep, lovely little flick, and I think he didn't realise how much time he had there, Kenny Miller, you know, he threw his swinger at it, lovely little flick.
Do you know he could have taken the first touch, couldn't he,
John? Could have done, yeah. You know, too much space for my liking, Steve.
We played 15 minutes, or just shy of, and there's Gerrard. Ball quickly into Suarez. Suarez hoping to return the favour, but Gerrard had cut across his path and cleared, but not cleared decisively enough by Don Cowie. And back Liverpool come. Header by Andy Carroll, and it bounces wide of Mark Hudson's stick, or Tom Heaton's stick, I should say.
That's good effort. Good ball by Charlie Adam.
Daniel Agger.
Oh, it's not bad.
Agger finds space for Henderson. Henderson running in the Cardiff half, thinking about the shot himself. He's running into no man's now, and now he's played it backwards to Johnson. Johnson flicks it over for Suarez. Suarez in the box. A moment, perhaps, for Liverpool. A knockdown on the head by Andy Carroll and caught at the near stick by the keeper, Tom Heaton. No power on the header and not enough power on the cross to give Carroll the chance to head that strongly.
I think it's a good cross. You know, unfortunately for Carroll, he was marked very tightly and he couldn't get the power on his header. But it was good play, lovely play.
Other end, Miller comes back for Cardiff.
A bit of danger here.
Plays the 1-2, still Miller going. He's feisty and he bustles his way to the edge of the box. Not clear yet, McNaughton crosses in. And there's Skirtle with a header right back out. The fullback McNaughton again, plays it to Miller. Miller rolls it in, Cardiff opportunity! Oh. Cardiff score! The scorer's Joe Mason! And quite against what many people thought would happen at Wembley Stadium. It's Welsh dreams have come true on 18 minutes. Oh, the pass was absolutely perfect into the box for Joe Mason. And he was left with a one-on-one opportunity with Pepe Reina. Liverpool now have to dig deep. Goodness me, all the early Liverpool pressure is undone. That Cardiff moment created by real feistiness and desire by Kenny Miller. What a lovely little pass he played in the end. And the finish, sublime by Mason. Cardiff 1, Liverpool 0.
I'm looking where Charlie Adam is. He's the wrong side of the play. You know, and far too much room. It's a great ball. It's a good play from Cardiff. But no one, when Miller dropped off from the back four into the space, no one came with him or no one got close to him, and it's a good finish through Pepe Reina's legs, and it's game on, Steve. It's game on.
Well, I understand and listen to what John was saying there, but I thought Skirtle had played everybody onside, John. You know, I don't know why he was as deep as he was, but he's in a position there to do nothing except just play the opposing player onside, and I thought that all the blame really was down to him. It was a lovely little ball, but if he'd held his line, he was offside.
And now Martin Skirtle once more. Skirtle pings one up to Carroll, lovely header down. Suarez on the turn, hit it into the defender's feet. Carroll follows up with a long shot. No quality in that strike. Certainly Suarez was in the right area, and I think too much wrong with what he did, but it was hastily taken by Andy Carroll.
It was a great flick and a great read from Suarez, who's starting to get into the game. And when it came back to Carroll, composure he needed, he just lashed it, you know. We had two men over, in actual fact.
Adam looks up, trying one of those longer Hollywood balls, and it works this time, out to the left wing. On it, Downing. Great lovely ball. Delivered oh, ball, and had Danny Carroll just been what a yard or two further forward. It was a sliding effort. He would have needed to direct it past Tom Heaton. I think there's been moments where Stuart Downing's pace and
moving
has worked really well for the Reds.
Yeah, he's done all right early on, Steve. You know, that was a great ball. That's come and get me, put me in the back of the net ball.
Glenn Johnson coming down the right wing for Henderson. Given back for Stephen Gerrard. Looking for Suarez again. These passes are all neat and concise, but that final one didn't quite work. Andrew Taylor cut it out. Liverpool with another chance, but Taylor once more to drive it clear.
Did it his arm, but he was too close for him to give a penalty. The referee was right. It did it his arm, but no intent.
Wembley Stadium seeing Cardiff City leading 1-0 in the League Cup final after 31 minutes. Henderson now looks to roll one low to the edge of the box, comes back out for Adam on the shot!
Oh, it's close!
Exceptionally close. Whisker on the right-hand side of Tom Heaton's goal. Charlie Adam kept it really low, puffs out the cheeks. Can't quite believe that didn't come off. The power was up there, but just not quite the precision.
Oh, I tell you what, just looking at that penalty shout, his arm was stuck out. I thought he was closer than what he was, and it did. I think it might have been harsh, though. That was a good effort by Charlie Adam. He's caught it really with 25 yards out, and it's gone about a foot wide.
Enrique trying to win the tussle there, but ends up with Cardiff. And then a flighty high one falls to Glenn Johnson.
Sorry, Henderson's got to go in more favour there. That's like it's a flimsy challenge from him.
It's a decent enough pass by Johnson. He's dropped it behind for Carroll. Carroll and Suarez combining. It's Carroll. Decent enough challenge inside the box by Cardiff. In fact, a fabulous challenge and clearance to get it away. The 1-2 that was looking on the cards then had goal written all over it is Enrique. Left wing to Downing. Back to Enrique again. Outside of the boot, finds a return pass for Downing. He's up there. He's turned round. McNaughton, he's done him again. There's an opportunity to cross.
Oh!
Henderson! My God, for Gerrard!
Chance!
And the bubble wasn't easy for Gerrard to find a shot on target, but Jordan Henderson was the one who should be celebrating a goal at this point. Yet again, Stuart Downing, the man, the creator, and... You know, Jordan Henderson has to complete moments like that. Down the left-hand side went Downing. Twice he beat McNaughton, laid it back towards the penalty spot, and a fresh air shot from Jordan Henderson.
Says it all, doesn't it? Great play from Downing, who's having his best game for Liverpool up to now. What Jordan Henderson's doing, I don't know. It's a real poor effort. It's come to Stevie G, who, you know, to be fair, Steve's tried to place it.
Suarez releases for Gerrard. Up it goes for Downing. Downing leaves it for Gerrard once more. This about 25 yards from goal. Suarez turns his man and a bouncing shot. Bounced once at least anyway. Left Mark Hudson in his wake and hit the cracking shot which Tom Heaton got down to save for Cardiff. It's almost like Liverpool are just about to get an opportunity to equalise, but
half-time.
The break might come perfectly for Cardiff. The throw-in's taken, the whistle is blown for half-time, and quite against the script, quite against the belief of Liverpool fans, it's Cardiff City who lead by a goal to nil at half-time. John Aldridge.
Shell shock a little bit. You know, they've only had a couple of chances. Cardiff, but you've got to give them, you know, lots of credit. You know, they took one well worked goal, as Saint said, could have defended it a lot better in more ways than one. We didn't, and now we're playing catch up, and you know, we start snatching at things. I've seen it before. We've snatched on one. Steve Gerrard there late on in the second half had the chance and ended up starting to snatch at things. Liverpool, we need to get a goal. No, it's cup final. That's what happened in the game where I kept on talking about Wimbledon. We're snatching and snatching and snatching at things, you know, because you're anxious. Got to be careful. It's a big team talk. Bellamy should have started. If he's injured, he shouldn't be on the bench. Bellamy should have started this game. You know, I won't apologise. Henderson is not doing nothing for us.
Well, this was the fear, wasn't it? And we'll bring Saints in on this. In fact, we're bringing him now on this. We'll talk Henderson with Ian St John. We spoke in the hotel this morning, and I won't say who, but someone who's involved in the club and a family member in the ranks said that, you know, even he as a player within the setup, I wasn't quite sure what Henderson's role could be at times. Today, are we seeing that again? Is he not really being influential in a certain way?
Pre-match, you asked us who we thought should play, and I think John and I both said, you know, we'd like to see Bellamy play. And now I think Bellamy will have come on in the second half. You know, the script has gone the way we thought it might do if you were thinking the worst scenario. They've got a goal up and they can maybe hang on, try to hang on. But the last 15 minutes here, John, I thought they were tiring badly. And the right back, I mean, he's got more grey hair than Father Christmas. So, you know, we have got to get Bellamy out there and run the legs of what's left of the guy's legs, McNaughton, and run the legs off him.
Now, you're looking at it and Saints, right, you know, they pinpointed him, they've asked Downing to get at him. Downing's had the terrific half there, for the best half he's had. Now, you either keep Downing and put Bellamy, or you say, all right, now you've had a bit of Downing, have a bit of Bellamy second half, and put Downing on the right-hand side. We will get goals and more creativity. And I don't want to pick on Jordan Henderson, and Saint doesn't, but we're talking in general here. If you want to win games, you've got to have your players on there who are going to score your goal, going to be more potent. And Bellamy, for me, I just hope it doesn't backfire on Kenny, because if Liverpool lose this, everyone will come on top. Why did not Craig Bellamy start this game?
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
We're into the second 45. Ball's played out to the left wing for Jose Enrique.
There he goes,
Stuart Downing, who takes on McNaughton.
Don't foul.
Kevin McNaughton.
Well done.
Might be old, but a bit of intelligence used to try and win a throw-in. Eventually comes up with that. And Peter Whittingham.
Oh, danger.
Slid ball through. Oh. Opportunity. Miller on the long shot. Dragged it wide of goal on the left-hand side. Excellent succession of passes from Cardiff and Miller.
Rain is not happy.
Watching it all open up for him. Well, he shouldn't be, John, because you can't allow Kenny Miller to shoot from that distance.
No. I'm trying to look what happened there. Again, Scales gone with the runner and played him onside. I think that's why he's had a goal. And it could have been really dangerous. You have to say good ball by Adam.
Enrique spies the pass to Carroll, instead delivers to Downing on the left wing. Back for Enrique once more. Hits it against the chest of the man closest to him, Joe Mason.
Careful.
And Liverpool struggling to manoeuvre it from that left wing into a position of threat. But that's a long ball for Carroll. He headed it down just behind Suarez. Defenders missed it. Suarez is in there, takes a shot. Keeper saves on the line. And it's not cleared yet, but now it is by Cardiff. Well, there wasn't much daylight for Suarez to look at when he was looking towards goal, but the keeper got one big hand to divert it away. Tom Heaton with an impressive stop, and no one in there for Liverpool to try and pick up those scraps. Instead, the Cardiff defenders.
Great diagonal, great flick on by Carroll, and mistake by first mistake from Cardiff defence, and Suarez got in, tight angle, should have passed maybe, but then no one's took a gamble on the keeper saving it, and it would have been a tap-in otherwise. It's a free kick from Liverpool again in a real dangerous situation, wide in the sort of area where you've got to bend it in. Again, going back to that chance first half, same area. Charlie Adam this time.
Needing to lift the levels. No. Adam delivers the free kick, far post. It goes, opportunity, and headed over his own crossbar by Ben Turner. Well, put back into a very dangerous position as far as Liverpool are concerned. And then Ben Turner defending for Cardiff. Turned it over.
And then, chance for Downing, bit of
Downing
space.
On the left wing. Good Downing's ball. Cross, saw it, heads flying in there, particularly Daniel Agger, but the Cardiff defence staunch. Liverpool throwing pressure amongst pressure at the moment. Here's Steven Gerrard pushing away from Kenny Miller. Squarey plays it to Henderson. This is about 25 yards from the Cardiff goal. Now for Adam, he'll shoot, takes a deflection, corner. Goes wide of the bar on the right-hand side. Another corner kick for Cardiff City.
Tell you what, look like Amboy, you know. Liverpool are playing for the penalty. He looked like, to me, he saved that with his arm, you know. I've looked at it again, and he's gone with his arm, Turner, and he's actually hit his arm from a shot from 30 yards. And if the referee gets to the right side of that, he could well deem that a penalty.
Throw in to Cardiff City.
Well, it'll be a long throw, won't it, Steve?
Now they're bringing Gunnarsson over. Another one famed in the books, like Rory Delap. Or Challoner from John's days. And there's Gunnarsson with the ability to ping a low direct ball. Trying to put the Cardiff City end where the fans are. Anything, ball got to their feet.
Anything can happen off this, can't they? Really dangerous.
These throw-ins are a lottery.
Come
he's
on,
flung it
Come
high.
On, it.
Out comes Rayner. He's punched clear, headed back in by the goal scorer. Dropped into a dangerous land, and then Rayner's picked it up inside his six-yard box. Adams flicked
bad.
It out to the wing again. Downing with another opportunity to cross closer. He does, and the header doesn't quite get power or pace or direction on it. Caught out of the sky by Tom Heaton. I think this even shows that Kenny's a little bit jittery because he wouldn't make this substitution at this time normally.
Yeah. Well, no, it's obvious. It's plainly obvious, Steve. It could have happened at half time.
Well, it could, but he doesn't like making those switches earlier.
Silly foul from Enrique there. He got himself in all sorts of trouble there. The only thing it does allow is for Liverpool to put Bellamy for the obvious.
14 for 39. Let's get in St John's thoughts on that substitution. Henderson replaced by Craig Bellamy.
Yeah, and as a lot of people applauding around the stadium, everybody wanted to see Craig play in this one. He's on. Jordan Henderson is off. And it's given everybody a huge lift. So let's see what he can do.
First time I've ever seen everyone in the stadium applaud.
The Cardiff fans are
substitute. The Cardiff fans have even shouted his name, which just shows you the tremendous respect.
Cardiff chance outside the box, Whittingham in there. Skirtle all over the back of him. He manages to force the play out to the left wing. Cardiff still in a high position. Curling cross, and Gerrard gets up to turn a header away. This cup final.
Yeah, Downing's gone on the really right-hand side, Steve, now, and Craig Bellamy's gone on the left-hand side.
Johnson now approaching the Cardiff box, rolls it into Suarez. A defender gets a leg across the front of him, concedes the corner kick for Liverpool.
Well, it's about our eighth corner to Cardiff's naught at the moment, but you've got to do something with them, haven't you? Can this be the one? Come on.
Opportunity. Gerrard outside the box, corner taken in there. The header is goal. What's
the post?
Against the post. It's
yes! Get in!
Skirtle finds the cup final equaliser. A header against the post from Suarez, and Skirtle laps up the rebound and fires home. Liverpool break Cardiff down eventually. Cardiff 1, Liverpool 1. Wembley goes wild at the red end. They've got an equaliser.
Well, he's made up for his error for keeping him onside, Gale. It's a good corner. The first header was off. Suarez hit the post. And then he's reacted first to the ball of Gale. And he's just smashed it into the empty net. So it's a goal we needed, Steve. Big time.
Johnson's giving it away near the edge of his own box. Ball on the far left side with Cardiff City. Two in the area. One of them is Mason. Ball comes back now. Mason picks it up inside the penalty area. A little step over. Turns to shoot. Looks far corner and
good
saved
effort
by Pepe Reina. Just had to scramble it out from underneath his legs first. And then Reina saw the shot coming. Adam back for Gerrard. Head up. Spies a short pass for Suarez. Flicked it away over the feet of Don Cowie to the right side. Cardiff chasing and trying to track, but Liverpool crossing in from the right.
To the corner.
Johnson, the headed ball out by Ben Turner, concedes the corner kick.
Having some corners, Liverpool.
We've had a lot. How many have we had?
There's got to be double. Yeah. Double figures. And Charlie Adam is on it. Another in-swinger.
Over to the right he goes. Up steps Martin Skirtle and Daniel Agger. Quickly taken far post. Looking for Skirtle. Might drop to him on the volley. It's neatly opposed by the keeper, Tom Heaton. My word. Very nearly squeezed through a ruck and into the goal.
Unlucky. He reacted well against Skirtle. Far post. He was head up in the air and he come down on the volley. And fortunate for the keeper, it's gone right to him, because anywhere else, that's a goal.
Downing and then Suarez. He manages to work his way around Ben Turner over on the right-hand wing. He's got to the corner flag. Kept possession of the ball, rolls it back for Steven Gerrard. Gerrard out to Downing. Downing's been one of the star performers today. Hits a left foot. Saved by the keeper.
That at the post, or is it safe?
He used two hands to push it out. Tom Heaton to the far side.
Real good save.
And it's eventually cleared by Cardiff City.
It's a real good save, isn't it?
I'm just saying what a great day he's had at Wembley Stadium, Stuart Downing. And he really forced the keeper, Tom Heaton, to dive to his full there.
Yeah, I was certainly seeing the best of Downing. That was coming from a good area. He smashed it, took a slight deflection, but it was going right in the corner. Goalie was well down to his left. Excellent save.
Craig Bellamy's quickly onto the mark.
Here's the Welshman,
Spice Suarez,
is
peeled off over on the far right. The crowd get to their feet. Suarez enters the box. Maybe a glory moment for Charlie Adam. It's saved on the line by the keeper, Tom Heaton.
Well,
Adam nearly pouncing. Effective enough shot, but the keeper saw it coming. Out goes Heaton's ball. Steven Gerrard falls over the back of the Cardiff player, but it's Cardiff throw-in that's given from that. It's a free kick, isn't it? 10-15 yards past
the
halfway.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's a free ball into the box, isn't it, really? Steve's genuinely gone for the ball. He made the back. He's gone over the back and referee's deemed it a free kick. Oh,
Whittingham takes it short. Opportunity.
Off.
25 yards.
Oh, no.
Played into Miller. Miller. Oh, oh, he blasted it over the top of the crossbar. Reina was furious. The Liverpool side were absolutely caught on the hop. And that was quite nearly Cardiff City 2-1 up. Unbelievable stuff from Cardiff. They might not get another moment like that.
Well, that was it. If Cardiff were going to win it, that was it. Switched straight off Liverpool. Poor, poor play. No concentration. And nearly paid. Luckily, he just went over the bar.
Long punting ball, 4 minutes of added on time. Into the Liverpool penalty area it goes, and caught by Pepe Reina. Out he releases. They're looking for a winner. The Cardiff defence confused.
Suarez.
Backwards header. Suarez in the box. Keeper doesn't know where to go. Suarez out there. No pressure to chip him from a ridiculous angle. And he's put it over the top of the crossbar.
What was that?
Wrong
what
choice.
Was that? What's it that? What was he doing? He's in, all right. His first touch wasn't great. It took him away from goal. And then he's just got to keep his composure. Bellamy's in the middle and he's gone for a ridiculous shot. He's never going to score from there.
Stuart Downing into the box, goes Downing.
Corner.
There's another corner kick. Injury time. End of the second half.
Stuart Downing. I think we scored after the last one. They switched off now.
Corner taken. Glenn Johnson outside the area.
Shoot from there.
Looking himself. Gerrard. Gerrard trying to curl one. Goodness. John's got off his seat and he's almost crying. He's almost crying.
I fancied him there, you know. I fancied Steve there to bury him.
The whistle is blown by Mark Klassenberg. There'll be 30 extra minutes as Liverpool fans are forced to bite their nails a little bit more. A first half goal from Cardiff City, equalised by a second half strike from Martin Skrtel, and still we don't know where the cup is going.
And hey, it's 50-50. We got lucky there. I tell you, when we switched off from that corner from Cardiff City, unbelievable. And you'd put your mortgage on Kenny Miller to score from there, and he just glanced it over the bar. We were dead and buried if that would happen. Could learn by that. You know, it doesn't matter if you throw men forward, always don't knock off, don't turn your back on anything in football. Always be facing the ball. But he didn't take it. Thankfully, hopefully that's our little bit of luck maybe to go on and win this. Because that was a great opportunity for them do you know what? I just hope it doesn't go to a penalty. We never do it the easy way, do we, Liverpool in cup finals? You know, when we beat West Ham, last minute, penalties. Yeah, that's a take. Penalties. Michael Owen against Arsenal, two last late goals. We just don't do it. He's Birmingham penalties.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
No changes by either manager. A lot of man management going on during that period, particularly Malky Mackay getting stuck into the psyche of some of his players. Here's Bellamy stretching forward, gives to Suarez. Long shot by Suarez and tip round the post.
I was going.
By the keeper, good Tom effort. Heaton. There'll be a corner kick over on that. Well, far left-hand side.
They've already had an opportunity to see that coming from 25 yards or so, but it was well-directed from Suarez. Not venomous enough, but it was a good effort, and the goalie scampered across and pushed off it. Yet another corner, and this time I think it's Craig Bellamy going to take one.
Well, we saw one that he did from here at Aston Villa that Skrtel headed in. Here's Bellamy, left-hand side, loads of whip on it! Saved on the line by Cardiff City and Andrew Taylor.
Oh.
The header down seemed to be working its way into the back of the net for Liverpool's second. And yet more drama in this Carling Cup final at Wembley.
Well, that was Luis Suarez. He's done really well. He hit the post for the goal and he's come off his mark. He's got a header and off the line. It just hit him. I don't know which defender to hit. But it's Downing on the right-hand side.
Downing having a go at the Cardiff side. He sees the run of Suarez. He's got a deflection and it's just gone over the top of the crossbar. I've told you a bit of a false information there. Apparently there was a change in that little period with Joe Mason being taken off. I haven't seen Kiss is on to replace him. Downing all the time moving further forward. Gerrard involved in that progressive run. And in the end,
unlucky.
The cross by Steven Gerrard has to be closed down by the Cardiff number three, Andrew Taylor. Another corner kick.
Good defending. Good run by Steve. Great overlap. Well played there. Shoot down as well. Yet another corner. I've lost count.
Well, all season we've had games where we've
only
been
got a couple
in corners.
We've only got a couple of four in the box there, Steve, and everyone's outside the box. Another body would be nice.
Andy Carroll's trying to squirm away from Ben Turner. Corner from the right, 16th corner, and that one's just missed the post on the far left-hand side. Andy Carroll was the target, and he peeled off towards the right side, the near side of the post. And his header flew across the face of that Cardiff goal mouth.
That's close. That was close. I think they had someone on the far post anyway who could have maybe got to it, but still, it was a good effort.
Dirk Kuyt. Now, this is what John suggested, and he replaces Andy Carroll.
I think it's just asking something different of the Cardiff defence, you know. Go up there, unless Craig Bellamy goes up there and Dirk goes on the right, but I would put him up front, lead the line, lead the attack, and start moving them about and try and create a little opening for Suarez.
Forward by Gunnarsson into the centre circle. He's got Miller available. Roll through
challenge.
To Gestaire.
Great challenge.
Awful
by Jamie
first
Carragher.
Touch, but a good challenge from the Liverpool defender. And then forward comes Bellamy, showing some pace, releasing for Kuyt. Kuyt's first time, ball back to Bellamy in the box, trying to shape it up on his right boot. Bellamy right! Over the top of the crossbar. Everyone was dreaming of the perfect cup final goal. Bellamy against his former side. And Bellamy
just
got it over the top of the bar.
Everything right, just didn't keep it down another 6 inches or so. Great play by Craig Bellamy. Good ball by Dirk Kuyt. Back to him. Gets in the 18-yard box. Makes room for himself. Surrounded by five players. And he tried to bend it in. And bend it far corner. And he's just slightly got over it. And it's... it's a good effort.
15 minutes of the first period of extra time play. Stuart Downing roaming down the right. Gives behind to Adam. Adam plays it off for Johnson. Johnson shot!
Again.
My word! He took some paint off the side of that upright then. Another long-distance effort, which was close, but not close enough as far as Liverpool are concerned.
Are we getting closer?
Well, are they?
That looked very close. It's good play from Liverpool again, and... No. I think the goalkeeper had that covered. It's gone about a yard wide, that one. We've got to hit the target more.
Well, first period over. I know you don't rely on trains too much, but for anyone who booked a train home, I hope they got a late one, because this cup final looks like it's going all the way.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
OK, Liverpool's 12th man coming into play. Just every red and white scarf available is held aloft in the air.
Well,
the song is enough to send
if it does go to penalties,
right down your spine.
Yeah, it's a great rendition. If it goes to penalties, Gerard Kuyt, Adams, Downing and Suarez probably. I'm working it out.
You said that with a real air of...
I don't want it to go to penalties, do we? Just don't want it to go to penalties.
Stephen Gerrard down the right wing.
Done well, Kuyt there,
Kuyt's done well. He's just brushed off his man right side into the box, right behind Suarez, and just cleared by Cardiff. Goodness me, again hearts in the mouths.
Great play by Kuyt.
It seemed like Liverpool had broken through Dirk Kuyt, and no one could quite pick up on that rocketed pass into the penalty area. It's been a far closer final than anyone could have predicted.
It was never going to be, for me anyway, you know, 2-3 or 4-0, Steve. It's always going to be close, that's the way it works. Go on, Kuyt.
Fresh legs, Kuyt moving forward, right side of the area, drives one in, a shot which nearly...
Yes!
There, Kuyt! It's Kuyt, he knows how to provide a winning goal, and that could just be one! Goodness me! They don't do it easy, Liverpool! But hopefully they have done it now! Liverpool love the League Cup, and Dirk Kuyt loves massive goals, and he might just have scored one. Liverpool lead Cardiff 2-1 in the second period of extra time.
Well, he done it just a few moments ago, Dirk, didn't he? He done really well on the right-hand side, nearly got us a goal. That side, he's done really well. He's got himself in an area, and Johnson, bit of space, passed it through. He tried the cross-come shot, and it come back to him, he just smashed it. Caught the goalie unawares on the near post, and it's a great finish. You know, it's one of those where it's just instant, bang, in. Great finish, great goal. We can't lose it now, Steve. We said, come on, we can't lose this now. They've got to throw men forward now. It's a case of getting the ball, keeping the ball, and when they throw money, people forward, hitting them on the break.
3.5 minutes of normal, of extra time to play. Gunnarsson's long throw, bounces in the box, gets dead in there, it's gone out off Skirtle. Another Cardiff corner. They didn't get one in 110 minutes, and now they've had two in succession.
Yeah, easy times from Liverpool. They've thrown everyone forward. We are panicking a little bit when we get the ball, you have to say.
Well, Peter Whittingham, they've not quite put the keeper in there, but options for Cardiff. Whittingham near post. Oh, it's anyone's! It's on the line!
Oh,
it's cleared off the line by Liverpool!
Jamie
And it's Sir Kout. Kout's header gets it away. It should have been a Cardiff goal. He scored what could be the winner at one end, and he's cleared her off the line at the other.
That is fabulous.
Another corner. Whittingham takes again. Goal. Cardiff in there. Not cleared yet. Oh, Cardiff have scored. Well, are they to dash Liverpool dreams? The goal scorer's taken his shirt off and he's thrown it round his head. It's Ben Turner. What a massive game he's had for the Welsh side today. And that first corner was an indication that Cardiff hadn't given up. And the second one has really broken Liverpool hearts. This will probably go down to penalties now. Well, oh well. 28 minutes into extra time. Liverpool fans thought they'd won the cup. Ben Turner wasn't agreeable with that. And it's Cardiff 2, Liverpool 2 after 118 minutes.
Speechless. Speechless. We didn't defend the corner at all well. The one before, we got away with it. A lot of people say it's what Cardiff deserve, and probably so, you know, because they've put a lot of effort into this. But we were panicking. For the last 5 minutes, we've been panicking massively since we scored the goal. And you bring pressure on yourself by panicking.
And kiss gives to Peter Whittingham.
Penalties.
And the referee blows for another penalty shootout situation involving Liverpool in a major cup final. They have no comprehension of doing it in normal time, no. Liverpool. And in that situation, they scored in injury time and should have won in injury time. And the nerves got the better of them. 2-2
absolutely.
After 120
You're right.
minutes.
The nerves did get the better of them. You could sense something happening. Because when we're getting the ball at the back, as I was saying to the same, we were hoofing it instead of getting it down and playing it. Getting the ball down and playing it. And they threw men up and kept them up. And they kept on coming back. Get a corner, you get away with it. The next corner didn't deal with that either. And we got what we deserved.
Let's ask Saints. Let's see what he thinks about that situation. Did Cardiff deserve the equaliser for 2-2?
Well, I mean, no, that it's all over and down to the penalties. They have made a terrific contribution to this game right from the off. We said at half-time how tight the game was. We said at full-time how tight the game was. And the extra time, I mean, we had the best of it, but they then were the stronger coming into the last couple of minutes of it, John. You know, you think, oh, we're going to lose this here. It won't even go to penalties. So they get tremendous credit for it. But, hey, our team have played at times today. We have played some good football as well. We've had a lot of chances. All right, the shooting at times, we couldn't hit a barn door, really, with so many shots, you know. We're firing it over the top. But we had a lot of good possession, a lot of good positions. And really, the effort everybody was putting in, I thought, you know, neither team, you could say these days, neither team really deserved to lose it, but somebody has to, and it's down to the dreaded penalties.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
We've got the first of the penalty takers being sorted out here. Steven Gerrard is walking with the ball. The penalties are being taken down at the Liverpool end of the ground of Wembley Stadium. The keeper, Tom Heaton, goes across both posts. Steven Gerrard, as John predicted, first to step up for the Reds. And let's see how this penalty situation unfolds. The Cardiff team all holding each other's shoulders on the halfway line. It's Gerrard against Heaton for 1-0. It's saved! The Cardiff keeper keeps out Gerrard's spot kick. Well, I'm not sure Gerrard went wide enough with that one. Heaton seemed to be jumping to his right-hand side. One hand outstretched upwards, and he's pushed it over. And Cardiff have the first advantage. Steven Gerrard with the right foot. And although he was diving, he made an excellent lunge to stop Gerrard.
Steve normally goes the other side, doesn't he? He normally goes to the keeper's left, and he's changed his mind that time. And good save.
Kenny Miller for Cardiff City. So Miller against Pepe Reina. We remember Reina's heroics from 2006 in the FA Cup final. Almost won it single-handedly. Miller, right-footed. Oh, he's hit the post! Right side is... Both teams missing an opportunity. Steven Gerrard with a shot saved. And Kenny Miller... Certainly Reina had gone the wrong way. He'd gone to his right. But Kenny Miller smashes it against the right post. Charlie Adam. Well, both teams have missed one. Charlie Adam left-footed. Oh, he's missed one! Liverpool have missed their first two penalties. And Adam races back to the halfway line, trying to keep confidence up. But confidence must be shattered when you get two penalty misses like that.
I'm not being funny, that wasn't even close. How has he gone there? He's gone about a yard over the top. That is a terrible, terrible penalty, I have to say.
Don Cowie for Cardiff City. Does no one want this penalty shootout?
Nah, you very rarely miss two penalties and win one, Steve. Take it from me.
Pepe Reina on his line. The end where the Liverpool fans are. Cowie runs up, he scored. First one of the penalty shootout to go in. The fourth penalty to be taken. And Cowie eventually pierces the net. Liverpool 0, Cardiff 1.
They're cows.
Well, cow, he did it in extra time. He had Liverpool fans believing they'd won. Will he keep them in the penalty shootout?
Yeah,
yes.
Will, yeah.
A punch towards the Reds fans.
Great
behind
penalty.
That
cool.
Goal. And it's 1-1, it's but
cool
Cardiff
like.
Have the advantage.
Yeah, as cool as you like from Dirk there.
Just dead against Pepe Reina. Cardiff with advantage.
Yes! Missed it!
A second Cardiff miss, and Dirk Kuyt more than anyone celebrates that with a huge leap in the centre circle.
Well, they've hit the post on two occasions, you know, one save and one in the top part of the stand for us. Downing has taken one. Stuart Downing,
our man
of the match on the day.
He's
come
had
on,
a
Stuart, keep you calm, keep you. Keep
fabulous it game today, Stuart Downing left footed and scores.
Lovely.
So once Liverpool lead in the penalty shootout. Downing took that quickly, didn't want to
great penalty
wait,
yeah,
did he? He just
penalty.
Wanted to get his moment over with. And so stepping up Peter Whittingham for Cardiff City. Well, Cardiff can't quite believe they got to the penalty shootout. But now they're here. What's in store for us?
Can he hit the post again?
Peter Whittingham, short run up really, left footed, scores!
Great penalty, yeah.
So we've got
last penalty.
2-2 in the penalties, and the last one's to be taken.
No.
And I think, looking at this, Glenn Johnson, who struck the crossbar within 1 minute of play at the start of the game, offered himself up to take this.
I would have. Suarez obviously didn't want one after the last two penalties. Now, I don't think he's ever took a penalty, don't fancy him.
Johnson against the Cardiff keeper, Tom Heaton. Oh, only a couple of paces up, right foot,
oh,
and he's crashed it into
penalty.
The top of the net.
I told you, it was never in doubt.
Glenn Johnson, 3-2 Liverpool.
Well,
Anthony Gerrard, well, the headlines about Anthony.
Come on, Anthony,
were
prove you're a good Liverpool
wish
fan.
To do one over his cousin Stephen. Anthony Gerrard facing those thousands of Scousers behind Reina's goal. Right footed.
Yes! Unlucky, feel sorry for the lad. I feel sorry for the young Gerrard, you have to say.
Liverpool win the Carling Cup. Football provides moments that you want to savour. And Liverpool fans immerse themselves in a feeling of glory. The Liverpool players have all piled onto each other. Kenny building a path back to where this majestic club belongs. They've done it the hard way.
Yeah, never
but at least
it.
Now it's completed on penalties, and Liverpool are holders of the League Cup. They've won it a record 8 occasions now, and this one might mean more than some of the others.
I have to say, Steve, you know, great to win it. Cardiff have done brilliant. Anthony Gerrard, my heart goes out to him. It really does. Liverpool fan, you know, he's put it wide. We've won the cup. It wasn't your fault, son, I tell you what, there's other people that missed the penalties as well, so don't blame yourself. You know, great to win the cup, but feel sorry for that young kid there.
It's Steven Gerrard now, who's actually going to emerge from the top of the Wembley stand to rapturous applause, and he can barely get past those fans who this means so much to. Gerrard shakes a couple of hands, Carragher behind him with a scarf, a red scarf, tied round his neck. Even some of the Cardiff fans shake his hand. Gerrard can't wait to get his hands on the Carling Cup, the League Cup. He lifts it, and for a club that has been through so much, this means an awful lot. League Cup winners, and Steven Gerrard displays a huge smile, a smile of achievement, and the cup's passed along. Liverpool have done it. They've won a cup this season, and it might be the platform to many, many more. Streamers beam down from the Wembley skies.
Post-match. It feels fantastic, obviously, to see the supporters all happy and singing and dancing is what we come here for, and we wanted to deliver a trophy and we've done it. We've done it the hard way, but it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you do.
It feels great, they've won a trophy. I think it's a bit of reward for everybody connected with the football club, and I'm sure the players are delighted that they could add, give the people back a little bit of the support that they've given us throughout the years. So it's great for the players.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.